This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, penguin peril as an iceberg the size of Long Island drifts toward collision with an Antarctic glacier called the Drygalski Ice Tongue. The Drygalski Ice Tongue. Let's try that again. All right. First, though, cars. The Detroit Auto Show opens to the public this weekend, but it's already open to journalists who are down on the floor looking around. Joining us to talk about this year's dream cars is Jean Jennings. She's editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine. Jean, welcome back to Day to Day, and what's new out there?
Well, thank you, Alex. It's interesting. There's a lot to be seen in Detroit. I think there are something like 60 introductions. Not all of those are production cars, of course. There are a few concept cars. This year's concepts, the most important concepts, are at the Saturn display. Now, in the journalism community, we think of Saturn as the group hug dealership company that has no cars. That will change radically in the next year and a half. On the Saturn stand were two important cars. One was a two-seat roadster based on the Pontiac Solstice chassis, that whole thing. Very gorgeous, nothing we've ever seen. We've never seen anything very gorgeous from Saturn, certainly nothing sexy. The next was a little sedan called the Aura, and it shows the new face of Saturn. So now with the group hug and the fine dealer experience, you get to buy a really exciting car.
You also get a car in the deal. Well, that should be good for the industry, I would think.
The big deal at General Motors would be the Chevy Z06. I mean, this is a supercar for the masses, if you think $70,000 will is for the masses. But, you know, if you're looking for a Ferrari, you might instead look at the Corvette Z06 and get a heck of a deal. A cool thing at that display is the complete underpinnings of that Corvette. It's magnesium and aluminum structure, and it is a work of art. The show in general seems kind of subdued because there are no more dancing girls. The Cirque du Soleil is not dropping from the ceiling. And all these manufacturers' displays are now so ultra chic. They're, you know, beautiful wood and travertine and marble and totally serene. And I don't know if it's appropriate for a car show to be that chic and fabulous.
They need more showmanship. Well, how about Chrysler? You know, people talked a lot about their cars
for
in the
10
last
years.
Year.
Yeah, for 10 years, Chrysler has been the place to go to see the big, wild designs. Once again, Chrysler has a couple of great cars there. One is the Firepower. It's a little two-seat coupe, and it's like a Corvette-ish car, a Viper-ish car. It's like a modern, gorgeous iteration. And in fact, it is a Viper under the skin with a Hemi engine under the skin. The second really wild thing is from Jeep. It's a Jeep Hurricane. Looks like a lunar lander. It has, first of all, twin Hemi engines in a little Jeep. And it can spin 360 without moving forward or backward, so the wheels turn completely sideways. So the inside word there is that particular technology may find its way in some way into a Jeep for extreme maneuverability in tight off-road situations.
Or for parking. I mean, you could pull up beside some tight little space, turn the
just wheels. Turn them sideways and just crab walk in. But it was a big, you know, people laughed like heck about that.
Jean, you've seen a lot of cars this week there in Detroit. Which one would you like to drive home?
Oh, all the guys that I work with are laughing at me, but I want the Ford Fairlane, which is the non-minivan minivan. I looked at it and I thought, oh my God, it's an old Woody station wagon, but it's not retro in the least. It is like, I don't know, it's just really gorgeous inside. It has bent wood. It has wicker from Lloyd's Looms, who make, you know, fabulous wicker furniture. It's between that and the Honda Ridgeline, which is the non-truck truck, or the truck with a trunk. Women likes trucks. They're going to go crazy for this Honda Ridgeline. So those are my two vehicles. A little bit nutty, not very car-like, are they?
Jean Jennings, editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine, thank you for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you for loving cars, Alex.